The spike in COVID cases has renewed concern across the state. There are calls to tighten up restrictions on bars and on large gatherings and do a better job with wearing masks. Lieutenant Governor Josh Green joins us live this morning. Hi there.
Hey, aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us. You've made it no secret, you know, early on, you just said we need to have a cadre of these contact tracers, you know, waiting in the wings in case we see the numbers, you know, go up. We don't want it to get away from us.
We're in big trouble. Big trouble. We have 124 cases today, up from 109 yesterday, and we have an inadequate number of tracers. I have intel that shows that we are well under 100, and we need 400 based on everybody's understanding. That's CDC said 30 per 100,000. So anybody who tells you otherwise is full of you-know-what.
Well, now, we have done a better job, though, of training people. We understand that we've trained, more than 400 folks, and we're told that the Department of Health has a number of staff that they can step up to get in place.
Let me pause you there. What good is training people if they're not hired and working? And what good is upgrading staff if they're already busy with their jobs? It's totally, total misdirection if we don't get these people up and on the job. I had frantic calls last night as late as midnight from individuals who are working on the project that they're overwhelmed, frantic calls, and it's dangerous. This number of cases, we now have, as of yesterday, it was 624 active cases. That number's higher now, and there are cases beyond that, as you know, because we can only capture so many cases with tests, which have been limited. We're in big trouble, Catherine. I mean, really big trouble, and they have to listen. We had to ask for it. The Senate asked for it, the House. We asked for 400 full-time people, and we're not just asking for today. We're asking for tomorrow and next week because, number one, this is a seven-day-a-week enterprise, of course. Number two, the virus never sleeps. Three, it's surging like mad. Four, we have other expectations for the state, like will we be able to open schools? Will we be able to trace outbreaks at large high schools and middle schools and elementary schools? And then what are we going to do when or if we ever bring back travel? So it's a colossal mistake right now not to get to these larger numbers, and I'm not going to relent until I see those people. And honestly, please don't let the Department of Health off the hook when you're on the phone with them, because it has to happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wish I were a fly on the wall when you folks are in the room talking about this issue. And I know Dr. Sarah Park and Bruce Anderson, have said at those news conferences that they believe that we're doing okay.
It's both.
Okay. I know we have talked to a number of mayors this week post Douglas, and they've expressed some concern about the opening of school, which there will be a decision today by the school board, and also the relaxation of the travel restrictions in another month or so. But it certainly is not a good sign. And the mayors are not all on the same page about what the administration's doing or not doing.
Right. So, that is one of the challenges which we can deal with, which is the mayors are, of course, the de facto governors of their counties, respectively. They are very close to the people, and that's excellent. That's the way it should be. And everyone is getting quickly on the same page for at least not having gatherings, social gatherings of greater than 10. Very important. That will help. What they aren't able to do is press the Department of Health for extra resources. Only the governor can do that, or me, or General Hara, and the Attorney General. The real deal here is that you can hear all you want that they are getting ready or training people, but if they are not full-time hires, they're only dabbling with the great challenge, and everything emanates from some of these capacity questions. They may say it's not the whole game, and it's not the whole game. Of course, people have to socially distance and be responsible, and we have to stop beach park parties and so on. However, the only way you're going to have any clue of where to put extra resources and whether or not we can do other things like education is to have a full and comprehensive assessment day in, day out that doesn't exhaust their staff of where these cases are. I know it sounds a little bit like a broken record, but there are some additional nuances here. If we don't do that, everything else will suffer, because if we finally throw our hands up and say we just can't keep up with the cases like it's been done in California, in New York, in other states like Arizona or Florida, then all you can do is react at the hospital and healthcare level. That's all. And we know what that means. That we know that means big surges, overwhelming our intensive care unit beds, of which we only have 244, and fatalities. I'm happy to break the numbers also out for you what this looks like in the coming month, if you want, because it's that dire.
Well, I know Mayor Kawakami expressed some concern because he said, you know, half the ventilators are already in use for non-COVID cases, and he doesn't like the idea that, you know, we're going to see a rise and not have enough ventilators to help people in the hospitals. And I know there's the issue of triggers. Everybody, you know, the Mayor Caldwell is asking, you know, give me some triggers so we know, you know, when to roll the bars back or when to just tighten up on crowds and that kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's helpful, but I'm glad for that. Kirk is pretty right. Let me say something good about both mayors, okay? So we have to have triggers, but look at where we were. Let me just flip through my notes. On July 21st, randomly picked out the day, okay? That day we had 25 cases. Today we have 124 cases. So triggers, we're flying past any trigger you can imagine. Now, there could be other triggers for hospitals and so on. Mayor Kawakami is very smart because he knows that he only has, I think it's like nine intensive care unit beds and 15 ventilators total in the whole county, which means what we often see historically, and I can say this as a practicing physician on a neighbor island, we often have to transfer critically ill patients to Oahu, which is okay. We accept that, but in the case of an infectious disease which can surge, it can happen so fast. A couple important things for people to hear and remember. We are getting about 11% of all individuals that we confirm as cases in the hospital. So if we have 100 cases today, in the next couple weeks, 11 of these individuals are going to be in the hospital. It's been rock-solid data. And for every 72 people that get diagnosed in the state of Hawaii with a test, we've had one fatality. And we have had now over 1,000 cases in this month, 1,000 cases this month. We only had 850 cases for the entire 5 months beforehand. So this month, July, which ends, I guess, tomorrow, this month we had five times the entire experience before.
Right. Not ending well.
Right. And if we go to the next level, so as far as triggers go, if this month of 1,000 becomes 2,500, tells you several things. One, that 275 people will need hospitalization next month. And we only have 244 intensive care unit beds, so hopefully they'll be taken care of in less intense beds. But certainly the neighbor islands will experience, if they have any surge, a shortage of health care. So these are some very real problems, and I can't express directly enough how we have to have each and every weapon in our arsenal activated fully. We, of course, have to have the right policies, which you're discussing more with the mayors, which is excellent. They're doing smart things to press the governor for some restrictions on high-risk activities, of course.
Right.
The main ones being, you know, large social gatherings. That's by far the worst.
And
right?
I know you were complimentary to Mayor Kirk Caldwell. You were, I think, bashing him on one of the TV shows about his move to open up and encourage people to go down to Chinatown and Waikiki. And I know he's trying to help the businesses there, but you just expressed some concern that this was not a good idea.
Well, the reason why is what you're seeing now. You know, opening up bars was dangerous, but they've done a good job to damp things down. But opening up streets, open up entire streets and have Kalakaua Avenue having large clusters of people, and then a street fair or festival to open up and get people mingling for restaurant purposes, that's one of the reasons, just one of them, of why we're having this surge of 1,100 now is what it's going to look like for July.
Okay, and I know the mayor just expressed some concern that people, you know, try and keep their distance, and I don't believe they have had that Waikiki closure on for this weekend. They didn't have it on because of the hurricane.
Well, they're pulling back, but here's the point. The whole state's going to close down again. You want the highlight?
Okay.
The whole state's going to close down again completely if we go to a place where we're getting a couple hundred cases a day. And that is the worst thing for businesses, the worst thing for people. They're going to rebel.
Okay.
So that's where this heads if we don't get this under control.
We've got less than a minute. Any final thoughts?
Well, my first thoughts were all the ones you should treat as final thoughts, which is we have to contact trace the heck out of this thing. We have to test everybody that we can, and we have to socially distance well with masks on. I mean, that's really where it comes down to. So at least everyone's agreeing right now that any gatherings of more than 10 are a mistake. It should only be your household folks. It should not be anyone else, at least for a couple weeks. You'll get this guidance from the governor and me and others, But everyone has to realize that we are really at the precipice of a big, big surge, and the only way to solve that will be a massive lockdown again, unless we can contact, trace, and test everybody.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lieutenant Governor. We appreciate your time.
You bet. Take care.
That was Lieutenant Governor Josh Green talking about the latest spike in COVID cases. We'll have more about contact tracing coming up.